The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 655.
Hey, hey, Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here and for hanging out. And an extra special shout out and thank you to Reese RFG, who left an amazing interview on iTunes. Wow, it's a really good one. Thank you so much for taking the time to write so much and for the shout out for the book, too. I'm so glad you like the Train Your Brain book. Everybody else, if you'd like to get the book, it's out there at danawild.com/book. Reese, you're amazing. Thank you so much for doing that. So I want to talk a little bit today about why you will make it, why you will be successful. You know, every so often this comes up. Actually, I'd probably say we get one email a week at least, or one submission a week of somebody really just asking, is my dream a pipe dream? Like, is this really possible? Can I really do this? So it's been on my mind a lot. And I've been thinking, like, how can I stress that, of course, you're going to make it. Of course, you're going to make it. And I want to give you like evidence and a reason why you're going to make it. I want to talk with you about it. So I just want you to think about this logically. The first thing you have going for you is your desire, that you actually want to make a go of your business, that you started a business, that you want to be an entrepreneur. Think about the planet. Think about the percentage of people on the planet who are going to a job every day, punching a clock, no desire to build their own business, no desire or dream in that way outside of their day-to-day, go to a job and come home. When you think of the number of people in the world, the percentage of people in the world who are doing that versus the percentage of the people that are actually entrepreneurs and building their own businesses and having dreams, you are such a small percentage of the overall population. Just the fact that you have desire is indicator number one that you have the ability to have what it is that you desire. So that's just phase one. Number two is that you want to learn. You actually are a learner. And I have proof that you're a learner because you're listening to me right now. You want to learn how to do this. You want to learn how to be an entrepreneur. You want to learn how to build your business. You want to learn the steps to take that it takes to monetize and to market and to build a following and all of those things. You have desire and you have a desire to learn. You're a learner. Everything in the world is learnable, and especially being an entrepreneur is learnable. You know, people don't just drop out of the womb and become NASA scientists. You know, they don't just enter the world and they're brain surgeons. They can just cut open somebody's head and start operating. These people all have to learn how to do that. And I promise you, learning to build a business is a lot easier than both of those things. You know, there are things that take actual physical prowess, or you have to have a propensity to be able to actually do them. If you're going to be a professional baseball player, you probably have to have a certain amount of physical ability to do that. Even a lot of things that we think take quote-unquote talent or think take a propensity don't. You can learn to be a singer. You can learn so many things, but certainly you can learn to be an entrepreneur. I just can't stress that enough. Desire to learn. Third, and this is humongo, the third thing is you're a brain trainer. So the percentage of people on the planet that are worker bees, versus the percentage of people that are entrepreneurs. Now let's take that thin slice of entrepreneurs. What percentage of those do you really think understand the power of mindset, understand how to leverage the power of thinking, understand the importance of positive thinking, understand the momentum that you gain when you think positive thoughts, understand the emotional momentum that you get when you intentionally think in your head, understand the importance of awareness and of recognizing limiting beliefs and of busting yourself on limiting beliefs and of changing the story and turning things around and thinking the more positive thought? And when you think the more positive thought, you show up in the world in a more positive way and going out into the world as your best self and thinking good thoughts so you can step into your celebrity and be a better you and make better choices and get into the flow and have a better life. The percentage of brain trainers versus entrepreneurs is the same sliver as entrepreneurs versus worker bees out in the world. Like, you are so special. You are so special. You are such a small percentage, and you're doing all of the things right. Desire, learning, everything's learnable. Everything's learnable. And brain training. Just doing your best in any given moment to think the thought that helps you to feel good and helps you to step up and show up in the world in the best way. That's it. But you're doing it. You're a proactive thinker. You are understanding the power of mindset. And then you think I'm done. Oh, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. The fourth thing is intentional action. You're not only just sitting back with desire and a dream. You're not only out there learning and studying. You're not only out there thinking the happy thought. When you are thinking the happy thought and you're building the happy dream and you're learning and you're getting yourself fired up, then you're taking action. And you're not just taking any old kind of, I'm going to grind away and feel like crap and force myself to do stuff I hate action. Oh, no, 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 none of that. You're taking intentional action. Feel good first, then take action. Get your mindset going first, then take action. Use your best mindset, make a good decision, then take action. Positive action, easy action, fun, light, and easy action. The easy path, the fun path, the path that lights you up. Making choices based on joy, making choices based on your happiness, making choices using your best brain. Not having to do everything or be everywhere or work hard or grind. Your money doesn't come that way. You build your business thinking the positive thought so you get the better brain and get the impulse. When you're thinking good thoughts, you get the impulse to take action. You can sit and listen to happy, happy sentences and think positive phrases and get yourself fired up and not take action. It's how it works. This is intentional action. When you are intentionally getting yourself feeling good, just try and hold you back from action. So, will you make it? Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah, you're going to make it. Come on. Of course you are. You have everything going for you. Just the fact that you want it, just the fact that you have desire, just the fact that you're part of such an elite, narrow group of people on the planet, just the fact that you're willing to learn how to do it, and that you're willing to train your brain, and that you're willing to take intentional action. You've got everything going for you. You've got everything going for you. Without a doubt, you can be, do, or have whatever you want. You will make it. You already are. You're already doing it. You're already doing it right now in this moment. Right now in this moment, you've got desire and you're learning and you're brain training and you're ready to take action. And oh my gosh, oh yeah, I will stop talking because I know you are ready to go because you know you're making it too.
Do you find it overwhelming to try market your business everywhere? Wouldn't it be nice if you could find one marketing method that brought you leads and clients and simplified your business? If so, you'll want to discover your marketing superpower. Take the Marketing Superpower quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com to find out the marketing method that's best suited for you. And the best part is, it's free. When you discover your marketing superpower for free at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you can focus your marketing and work fewer hours. Plus, you'll be using your natural gifts, which makes marketing easier. You'll be using the marketing method that's perfect for your personality. Go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com right now and take the quiz. It's free, and in just a few minutes, you'll know how to market your business the easy way and get more leads today.